Yeah, we won't come down tonight. No, we won't come down tonight. 'Cause the moon is out and the stars are bright, and whatever comes gonna be alright. 'Cause tonight you will be mine, up on cloud number nine. Oh yeah. And there ain't no place that I'd rather be, and we can't go back, but you're here.
Servus, ich bin der Karl-Heinz und wir kommen aus Niederbayern.
Und wir hören Rob on the Radio jeden Sonntag.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Anna. J'adore écouter Rob on the Radio tous les dimanches soirs avec ma famille.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Juliette. J'adore écouter Rob on the Radio tous les dimanches soirs avec mes amis.
Salut, moi c'est Lily et j'écoute tous les dimanches.
My name is Lucy and I listen every Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mars and I listen every Sunday.
My name's Phil, and I listen every Sunday.
I'm Rebecca, and I listen every Sunday.
Well, as I was asking you before, have you had a good week? Have you been doing anything exciting this week? I hope so, because, yeah, it's still summer, the last few days, but it's still summery, and the days are now long enough that we can still enjoy the evenings. I'm just wondering if you've been up to anything special, or just nice little things like perhaps going for a picnic. That's nice, isn't it? We don't do that very often. The only problem this year with picnics has been the wasps, hasn't it? Wasps and flies seem to be an awful lot more than ever before. And I haven't seen so many bees. And of course, we hear that they're on the decline. But certainly, wasps of all design have been bugging us everywhere we go. You can't eat out of doors if it's not a seagull swooping down. It's a blooming wasp trying to nip you. But apart from all that, that's painting a very bleak picture. I really do hope that whatever you've been doing this past week, you've had a great time. And, well, perhaps you've been listening to some of the music that we put out, perhaps like this. This comes from Basement Jacks, and it's called Bingo Bango. Well, there's a thing. Have you been to the bingo? Perhaps you've been down to Spittle on the front there, and that store that has all the different slot machines and plays bingo. I wonder if you have. Anyway, here's Basement Jacks. the little machine here on the desk, and it tells me if I've been speaking too long, and well, that is the case. So instead, all I'll say that this next track comes from the Foundations, and it's called Baby, Now That I've Found You. Sound means that I have got some very important but interesting information to pass on to you. The Scottish Borders Macular Society group is holding monthly meetings to support people with macular conditions. The group meet on the first Monday of each month between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the community room of the Asda Superstore, that's Curry Road, Galashiels, TD1 2AG. Transport provided by Border Wheels is available to anyone who lives locally or in surrounding villages. Each month, the group invites a guest speaker on a variety of subjects, including macular conditions and the impact they can have on daily lives. The meetings are also social occasions where people can chat over a cup of tea and a Jaffa cake. For more information about the Scottish Borders Macular Society group, to confirm your attendance at the next support group meeting or to arrange transport to the venue, please contact Regional Manager Iona McLean on 07517 543 998 or email iona.mclean, that's M-C-L-E-A-N, at macularsociety.org. For more information on macular disease, call the Macular Society on 0300 3030 111 or email help@macularsociety.org. Next up, we've got Anne-Marie and Ciao Adios.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Nah. Ask you once, ask you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go on with someone to do all the things he used to do to me? I swear I know you do. You should take me out in your fancy car and make out in the rain. And when I ring you up, don't know where you are till I hear her say your name. You should sing along when you play guitar. That's a diss
About ciao, adios. I saw a piece on social media the other day, and it was these two French guys more or less complaining that all we ever say when we go over there is merci, and they're saying that we should say a lot more merci bien and a few other things and all that. Do they not realize how long it's taken me even to get as far as merci? I mean, really, I'm never going to remember all those other things. I might just about remember that bien at the end, but sorry, it's probably just going to be merci from me from now on. Right, this is Julia and Company. It's called Breaking Down, but in brackets it says it's a sugar samba, whatever that is.
And you said you had to get your laundry clean. Did girl like you.
I will tell her.
Never want another girl like you.
Have to say, oh,
nothing gonna break my stride.
Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, no,
I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
For you to get in touch with us if you'd like us to help out at any of your events. This is the time where I also tell you how to get in touch with us, so that's important. So first of all, where are we? You'll find the Borders Hospital Radio. Our studio is situated within the Borders General Hospital near Melrose. We're on the second floor, right opposite the stairs and the lift, and you'll see the door there with our name on it. Now, talking about things with our name on it, if you're in the hospital and you're wandering around and you see a poster with our name on it and it's got a QR code in the middle, then all you have to do is walk up to that poster with your smartphone, point it at the poster, click whichever button on your phone does the business, and you will be listening to whatever we are putting out of the studio at that very moment on your phone. Fantastic. Now, all I'd ask you to do is, if you're going to do that, pop in your earbuds or put on your headphones, just in case anybody round about you doesn't want to listen to music at that particular time. If you could just do me that one little favour, that would be great. Now then, another way to get in touch with us, obviously, is by telephone. Our number is 01896 826 077, or if you're inside the hospital, it's 826 077. We also have a mobile number, that's 07970187640. And I am told that there are some sort of answering devices at the end of both of those numbers, so you will not be left hanging on. All right, next way to get in touch is our website. It's an absolutely fantastic website with lots of really good information in it. Within the website, how you can get in touch with, how you can email us and things like that. So it's all there for you, and that's at www.bhrs.online. Now then, if I can just walk you through that website for a little bit, there's two or three features that are really worth mentioning. First of all, top right hand corner, you'll see a tab and it says Listen Again. If you click on that tab, you will find that Harry Marshall has been collating all the programs from our studio over the last 5 years. Yet there's 5 years worth of programs there, and all you need to do is dip in and dip out. So if you wanted to listen to recordings of the live programs from John, Ewan, Carol, or the Willy Bobs, or these recorded programs from me, Colin, Kevin, and Evie, they're all there for you just to dip in, dip out as you wish, to suit your needs. Isn't that brilliant? I think it is. Right, mindfulness. That's an important topic these days, and it's exactly the topic of our podcast, which we call Music in Mind, and it's really interesting. It comprises a series of interviews with people in and around the Borders General Hospital for whom music has played an important part in their lives. So go and have a look at that. Now then, here at Borders Hospital Radio, we take an holistic approach to your health, which means that we pay equal attention to your mind and your body. Your mind, first of all, go to www.mindfulphotography.org.uk, where you will learn how, if you put yourself in a really mild state, a state of euphoria, yes, that's a good word, isn't it? But just relax and then go out into somewhere that is pleasant and suits you. It doesn't have to be the countryside. You might get your pleasure in a rural setting, and that's absolutely fine. So you do that, you go out, you take your camera, you take your phone with you, and you snap a picture. maybe just one. Doesn't need to be a whole load of pictures. I nearly said a whole reel. They don't have reels these days, do? But you know what I mean. You just need to take one picture that you have thought about, put together, snapped. And you know what? That is so good for your mindfulness. It really is. Okay, your body next. Go to www.in-movement.co.uk. Lucy uses bodily awareness, creativity, and performance skills to engage facilitators in the power of their physicality in supporting positive communication and leadership. What does all that mean? Simple. If you are part of a group or lead a group of people for whom positive communication and leadership are important, drop Lucy a line. She can put together a package that suits your needs perfectly. You got all that? Yeah, I won't be repeating it till next week, so I hope you've taken all that down, because we're going to move straight on to the next piece of music. Ollie Mears, now he's going to be playing in the Borders very shortly, so let's get ready for him with one of his tracks. It's called Dance With Me Tonight.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special treat for you tonight. Call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
My name is Ollie. Nice to meet you. Can I tell you, baby? Look around. There's a whole lot of pretty ladies, but none like you. You shot so bright. Yeah. I was wondering if you and me could spend a minute on the floor up close, getting lost in it. I won't give up.
Something, what do you make of all these weather apps? Now, I know being British that we're obsessed by the weather, and it is quite good to be fairly accurate, but do you know what? I've got one particular app on my phone, and I look at it, and just the last couple of days, or major alert, you're going to have huge thunderstorms, you're going to have potential flooding in your area, and all the rest of it. Never happened. never happened. It did get a little bit dull, but no, the thunder, the lightning never came. The flooding never came. So you start to think, well, how much faith can I actually put in these? And I know there's people, there's loads of different weather apps that you can get. The BBC is supposed to be a very good one. And now going back to getting their forecasts and weather information from the Met Office, which they were with for so many years, but then they fell out with them, and for about 8 years they've been with somebody else. So who knows? I mean, why? Are they better, or I don't know. Anyway, just a thought, something for you to talk about over your tea tonight, or maybe breakfast tomorrow. What's the weather going to be like? Is Bob Marley and the Wailers and Buffalo Soldier?